So in the intro, we're going to be pretending we're in an amazing party. I thought you could put like a soundtrack of an amazing party on in the background.
Not a problem.
Cool.
The Guardian.
Hello, I'm Catherine Shord, and before we hear the show, we just wanted to point you in the direction of our sponsor, Squarespace. For more information on building your own beautiful websites, go to squarespace.com. Now on with the show.
It's the Dailies, and you join us live from the party for our 50th episode. Yes, we've done this 50 times already, and to celebrate, we've spent lavishly, lavishly on a shindig. We've got balloons, party poppers, a bouncy castle, and Sam Riley hogging the karaoke. And we've got Catherine Shord.
Hello.
And Benjamin Lee.
Woo!
Catherine, that cake looks amazing. What flavour is it?
Guinness.
And Ben, two glasses of Bollinger?
I'm on my third now.
It's just how he rolls. Let's cover the news quick and get back to the fun. First up, Pope Francis is to become the first ever pontiff to play himself in film. He'll appear in Beyond the Sun, a family adventure based on Bible stories. The project was conceived by Francis himself, who requested producers Andrea Iravolino and Lady Monica Bacardi make a film spreading Jesus' message to children. Catherine, will the Pope be dope?
Oh, I like being Lady Monica Bacardi there.
That's
going to be my new name, I think. Well, there's conflicting reports about the extent to which he's acting in it. A Vatican spokesman confirmed today the Pope is not an actor, and he might just be in the coda saying to children that you should find Jesus, which sounds plausible. So don't get too excited. I know you're drunk. I know you're high. But
all
calm
the Bacardi
down.
I've been drinking.
Yeah, yeah. Lady Monica Bacardi. It's exciting. I mean, the Pope has got a lot of. He's a real cineast. He's got very classy taste. La Strada, Puppet's Feast, Rome, Open City.
So he brings some hefty influences.
So expecting a lot from this film.
Excellent. Ben, it's the first time we've seen the man himself, but not the first time he's been represented. There was Nanni Moretti's We Have a Pope, in which the pontiff wandered off because he didn't want the job.
And The Pope Must Die,
I like that one.
Also known as The Pope Must Diet in the US because it caused so much offence. Even the VHS cover in America, they had to reword the entire plot to make it not sound about the mafia, but sound about dieting.
what diet was he on?
Yeah, it really worked as well.
Yeah, the film didn't do very well. You can it was never released on DVD or Blu-ray. You can watch it on YouTube, though. I shouldn't say that, but
and
you
I
can.
Will.
And then Jude Law's playing the Pope in this new Paolo Sorrentino show called The Young Pope, which sounds like an odd choice, because Diane Keaton plays a sister who helps him out.
Diane Keaton?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is that on our films to see in 2016?
No, if not, we've missed TV. A trick.
Okay. Next up.
Different thing.
Different thing. Next up, the Academy for Motion Picture Arts and Sciences have announced who will be presenting awards at the Oscars. AMPAS, which has come under fire for a lack of diversity in its membership following the hashtag OscarSoWhite row. Ben, who's going to be giving out the gongs?
There was the first round announced a couple of weeks ago. Now they've announced more people. You've got people like Steve Carell, Jared Leto, Margot Robbie, Kerry Washington, Tina Fey. But this year, actually, because they've obviously, it's a bit of a damned if they do, damned if they don't thing. So they've actually put together a list, which I think is actually pretty respectable. There's a Korean actor, Byung-Hun Lee, Indian actress, Priyanka Chopra.
Can you tell me what they've been in?
Priyanka Chopra is in the show called Quantico in the States. Actually, and Benicio del Toro is presenting as well. I think what is a slight shame is the black actors they've picked aren't the actors who are most likely to say anything on stage. They picked Kevin Hart, who's been asked about diversity already and has kind of brushed it off. Whoopi Goldberg said that it's not the Academy's fault, it's the industry's fault. So they kind of played it slightly safe, I think, with who they've gone for. Apart from Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones, who said that he's going to do a 5-minute speech on diversity, and that was the condition in which he was going to show up. Is he really going to do that, Catherine?
Yeah, I'm going to time him.
How's he going to make that fun?
Sing it, I suppose. But he said speech, so it will be a speech, not a musical number. Which is a shame.
I did think that this Oscars ceremony was going to be exciting. I now think it's going to be preachy and boring. I worry.
Oh, that's controversial.
I mean, yeah, like I was saying, I don't think there's anyone they've picked who's going to say something fun about it or something interesting. I think it might just be kind of a bit I mean, Quincy Jones ranting for 5 minutes. When did we last hear him say anything anyway?
Yeah, I know. I'm not really that excited to hear what Quincy Jones says about anything. But I mean, I think that's the problem, isn't it? A couple of weeks ago, one sort of thought, oh my God, this is the live topic and this is what people will be talking about in the Oscars ceremony. And now it's like, no, this is the Oscars ceremony now. Mm. And that makes it boring because it's now kind of become establishment. It's come that you have to talk about it. Otherwise, it's kind of weird.
Because even they're talking about it. So yeah. It's like, and even they've made the changes already. So it's like, we know. I'd rather they were kind of trying to hide it still.
Yeah. I mean, now what will be controversial to, I mean, unless Rampling gets up there and goes crazy, that should be great in a way. I mean, you know, what will be the controversial thing to talk about? I don't know. Women? Ooh.
Well, from Ampess's point of view, they had to own this, right? Like Cheryl Boone Isaacs talked to The Hollywood Reporter last week where they were saying that we were there when the nominations are announced and it was the sequel to the outrage we'd seen the year before, so you have to take this kind of criticism on the chin and do something about it, which you can see their point of view.
It's a good PR job, just makes it a bit boring, really. And I'm worried that Chris Rock's going to play quite safe too.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, the Oscars PR department have done a bloody good job with this. They've really turned this around because it was, you know, that Variety cover where they had the white Oscar and they said, shame on us. You know, that's really bad press.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of articles doing the rounds about the extent to which the Oscars brand has been damaged by this. But they've turned it around and doesn't feel so damaged anymore.
And finally, Vanity Fair have released the first images of this year's Hollywood issue front cover. The glam rag celebrates Tinseltown's shiniest talent by plonking them en masse in awkward configurations annually. Stars twisted uncomfortably across this year's cover include Jennifer Lawrence, Viola Davis, Charlotte Rampling, Cate Blanchett and Lupita Nyong'o. Ben, they all have something in common.
They're all women.
Way.
It's black, aren't they? They're all... Oh, no.
No, not all of them. But I think, so this year they've gone for they've tried to go for diversity. I mean, they've done that for the past years. I think the last time it was all white was 2010. But this year, I think the choices they've made for actresses who aren't white sort of showcase the fact that there aren't many leading black actresses getting roles. Because on the front is Viola Davis, who is essentially a TV actress these days. I mean, her films haven't been as big, and she's been in a big TV show, To Get With Murder. There's Lupita Nyong'o, who hasn't actually been seen on screen. Her face hasn't been seen since 12 Years a Slave. She's been
the
voice of... Yeah, she's
had Wiz Khalifa.
A mocap role in that, and she's playing the voice in The Jungle Book. And then there's Gugu Mbatha-Raw, who is still kind of on the rise, but, I mean, her role in Concussion has hardly been the most talked about role of the year. So I think, while it's good they're making... good there is diversity, I think it's a bit of a shame that there aren't more black actresses to pick from, you know. They also picked a few older actresses too, but again, they've picked Diane Keaton, whose biggest film of the year has been Christmas with the Coopers. So,
yeah, and Jane Fonda, I mean, she's in Youth for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, and again, she's really TV good, too.
Yeah.
So I think it kind of shows that it's a great year for white actresses, white young actresses. But I mean, Jane Fonda and Viola Davis on the front, they're both their biggest roles now are on TV, so.
Catherine, what do you think of the cover itself? It tickles me every year when they have people positioned awkwardly across the spread. And last year, you had Channing Tatum hefting Amy Adams across his shoulder. Who looks comfortable or uncomfortable this year?
No one. I mean, I think Brie Larson looks a little bit too comfortable. It looks like the tail end of a party there for her. They all look... I mean, there's no consistency. The direction is terrible because they're all kind of alternately... you know, why aren't they looking at each other? Why aren't they smiling or not? I mean, Helen Mirren looks really angry and perturbed. And Diane Keaton's just on the end, like she's waiting at a bus stop. And yeah, there's just no consistency at all with the wind machine, which direction it's coming from. Rampling's skirt is so short for any lady of any age. It's just so short. I don't even know who that is at the front. Who's that one who's sort of being propped up by Viola? This
that's
girl.
Jennifer Lawrence.
That's the biggest star in Hollywood.
Anything like Jennifer Lawrence. It looks like a sort of stretched out Kate Winslet.
There's quite a fun game every year, though, too. If you look back on previous covers, to pick which star, or to try and identify one star who no one knows who they are. So
yeah.
I think I was looking back on some of the covers today, and in 1997, Alison Elliott was on it.
Oh, cool.
I have no idea who she was.
No idea.
Sarah Winter in 2000?
No.
No, yeah.
Who'd you predict is going to be 2016's Great Forgotten?
Well, depressingly, it might be Gugu Mbatha-Raw, yeah. Just because that's how racist the industry is.
That's it for today's show. We're heading back into the party. Before you join us, check out theguardian.com/film, where coming up we have Ben's kookiest quiz yet as he asks us to match the goose to the movie in honour of the Goosebumps movie, an exclusive trailer for Anglo-French gay teen love drama Departure, and our UK box office report. Follow us on Twitter, joust with us on Facebook, subscribe to the dailies on iTunes. We'll be back post-party tomorrow. In the meantime, here's wisdom from Madonna on turning 50. Fuck you, I'm 50. That's what I'm going to say when I turn 50. Sorry.
Bye.
Woo! Why is that relevant?
Because we've turned 50.
Oh, did you say that at the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wondered. I thought it was just random.
It was a good show for me.
Yeah, it was great.
Hey? I was listening. So nice.
Yeah.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.